Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The U.S. and Britain accusing Russia of a cyber attack on a former Soviet republic.
The U.S. and the U.K. joining the country of Georgia in blaming Russia for a cyber attack on the former Soviet republic last fall. The strike knocked thousands of websites offline and interrupted TV broadcasts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing Russia's military intelligence agency known as the GRU. It's been accused by Western governments of orchestrating a series of cyber attacks in recent years. Russia rejecting the allegations. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
As he rallied in Colorado Springs yesterday, the president did spend some time targeting a Democratic rival.
President Trump dug in against potential Democratic opponent, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, during a Colorado campaign rally Thursday night.
Mini Mike didn't do well last night.
The president referring to Bloomberg's performance during Wednesday's Democratic debate.
Bloomberg made a fool out of himself last night. He choked.
But Bloomberg had sent out a tweet soon after Trump ally Roger Stone got sentenced to 40 months behind bars in federal prison. The former mayor wrote, quote, "Shouldn't you be pardoning Roger Stone, you hashtag carnival barking clown?" Jill Nato, Fox News.
The man behind an iconic hair replacement system has died.
Hair Club for Men founder Cy Sperling has died. You might not remember his name, but he was a prominent fixture on commercials for his business in the 80s.
And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sperling founded the company in the late 60s after tiring of toupees. He discovered a technique that utilized a system of weaving purchased hair into a nylon mesh cap glued to the scalp, replacing removable hair pieces. Sperling died at his Florida home after a lengthy illness. He was 78. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
8:35 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could have a few slick spots on some of the side streets, sidewalks, and bridges here early on. It's going to be sunny, breezy later on today, getting to 45 for the high. Clear tonight, Tarlo near 30. And great weather ahead to start the weekend. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high 55, with rain and even a thunderstorm on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south that is partly cloudy, and the temperature finally going up. Now it's 18 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for a third year in a row by The Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 8:35 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host, Jad Chambers. Jury's still out on Weinstein.
That's right. Another day of deliberations amongst the jurors in the media mogul Harvey Weinstein sexual assault case. No verdict yet. Fox's Alex Hogan is in New York City with more.
Thursday, the jury asking questions, but only at the end of the day, a quiet contrast to their many requests on Wednesday and Tuesday. The seven men and five women now want to rehear the cross-examination of accuser Annabella Sciorra and see the list of people she told about the event. It's not the first time the jury's inquired about the actress. She's not one of the two women named in the trial because her accusation is past the statute of limitations. But if the jury finds Weinstein guilty on some of his five counts, Sciorra's claims could escalate the charges to predatory sexual assault. The jury will have until 3 p.m. Friday to reach a verdict, or deliberations will continue next week. In New York, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
So that court case continues on.
Yes.
Fox's Ashley Dvorkin hears from Harrison Ford about his new movie coming out.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Harrison Ford. Ford stars in The Call of the Wild, based on the Jack London novel. Set in the 1890s, the story follows a dog named Buck, taken from his home and sent on a journey of discovery. Along the way, he meets an adventurer and the two form a life-changing bond. Buck was created with CGI and a former Cirque du Soleil performer standing in on set.
I'm very, very good at not seeing him as a human, but I see him as a dog. I mean, because I've had dogs in my life, I remember the experience.
Ford isn't currently seeking any future roles in particular. He'll just focus on doing his best.
George Lucas used to as a director, would often say at the end of a take, okay, do another one, and say, well, what do you want me to change something? And George would say, same thing, only better. If I could just get to do the same thing, only better, that would be enough for me.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
It's always nice to hear from Harrison Ford,
Of course.
Well, he's exploring the Yukon with a canine companion, and television's Impractical Jokers gets a movie. Here's Fox's Anna Eliopoulos with what's going on the big screen this weekend.
Fox on film.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Based on the novel by Jack London, The Call of the Wild is the story of a dog named Buck who finds his way to the Alaskan Yukon and crosses paths with John Thornton, played by Harrison Ford.
How do you feel about an adventure beyond all maps?
We could go, you and I,
where no one's ever been before.
And ends up finding his true place in the world. They're making the jump from the small screen to the big one. Impractical Jokers the movie follows the Tenderloins as they meet singer Paula Abdul, who invites them to attend a party in Miami, but...
She sent three tickets!
We'll settle this. The four of us will compete in hidden camera challenges on the way down to Miami, and the loser doesn't go to the party.
Jaden Smith and in-syncer Joey Fatone also make cameos. And The Night Clerk, featuring John Leguizamo and Helen Hunt, is the story of a hotel clerk who witnesses a murder in one of the rooms, but becomes the number one suspect. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right, we move on to some pretty good birthdays today out there, actually. That's right, having a birthday today, Star Wars Anthony Daniels, 74 years old today.
We interviewed him on KNSS.
We did.
Several years ago.
We did. The English actor, best known, of course, for playing the robot C-3PO, both in costume and in voice, in nearly all forms of Star Wars, the multimedia franchise. Daniels also had a recurring role in the classic BBC police procedural, Prime Suspect. So, if you didn't know that, that's another place where you can see Anthony Daniels. Of course, Daniels most obviously known for... You know, C-3PO.
Right.
So here's a little C-3PO from Return of the Jedi.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. His High Exaltedness, the great Jabba the Hutt, has decreed that you are to be terminated immediately.
Good, I hate long waits.
You will therefore be taken to the Dune Sea and cast into the pit of Carcoon, the nesting place of the all-powerful Sarlacc.
Doesn't sound so bad.
In his belly, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering. As you are slowly digested over 1,000 years.
Second thought, let's pass on that, huh?
Got to hear from Harrison Ford a second time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So happy birthday.
Good Sarnak reference.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Anthony Daniels,
yes.
Or C-3PO, 74 years old today. Another birthday today, and a big one here. Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yeah.
65 years old. Kelsey Grammer, of course, gaining recognition for playing psychiatrist Dr. Frasier Crane in Cheers, and then that character was given his own spinoff show, Frasier, in 1993. A little Frasier for you.
Well, Roz, I think we have just enough time for one more call.
Okay, we have Andy from Bremerton on line 3.
Hello, Andy. I'm listening.
Am I on?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on.
Am I on?
Not anymore.
I love that. That's fantastic.
A great one. That's a great clip.
Indeed. That's pretty good. So happy birthday to Kelsey Grammer. 65 years old today. You know, Frasier ran for 11 seasons.
It was on a long time.
Grammer won 4 Emmys for it over the years. Nominated for plenty out there. Of course, he's also the Simpsons character Sideshow Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Sideshow Bob. So happy birthday, Kelsey Grammer. And we'll finish things off with little bit of the monologue from the Late Late Show last night. James Corden making a joke about the upcoming Nevada caucus.
Officials in Nevada scrapped an app similar to the one that they used in Iowa, and this is true. They will now record votes on iPads with Google Docs. So basically, the Democratic nominee will be determined the same way you and your co-workers sign up for Secret Santa.
Good work from James Corden there about the upcoming Nevada caucuses. Well, that's the Blur this week for from Steve and Ted in the morning. But the Blur every weekday morning is brought to you by
Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, during this month of February, Napoleon's is offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal. $10 off on a service call if you mention Steve and Ted. So if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you call Terry and make an appointment and mention Steve and Ted. Get a little discount there. 409-1525 is the phone number. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Jad, thanks for hosting today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, coming to Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena on October 5th, Def Leppard and ZZ Top. And we've been giving away tickets to go to this concert coming up in October. All week long, we've been giving away these tickets. And guess what? We have one more pair to give away to a lucky listener who calls me right now at 869-1330. Call now, and our winner gets a pair of tickets to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top in October at Intrust Bank Arena. Do you believe in miracles? KNSS News Time is 8:43.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!